So I have spent a lot of time wondering what the will of God is for my life. But I now believe that we can find that out by reading the word that he's given us. So turn with me to Matthew 18:10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. And John 6:39. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So I think it's pretty clear why Jesus came and what he wants for our lives. And all he tells us to do is to go. I believe sometimes we have an Old Testament view of reaching the lost. If you wanted to hear about God, you had to come to the temple or wherever their place of worship was. We seem to think that if people want to know the truth, that they could find it. But Jesus is very clear that it is our responsibility to go into our world and preach the gospel. And Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. If you feel that your life is not very fulfilling, it might be that you're looking for your fulfillment in the wrong places. I don't believe there's anyone here this morning that is about ready to throw in the towel or can barely keep their head above the water that is ministering to the lost and dying society around them. And I would like to read, 1 John 2:17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. God bless each one of you.